MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, November 6, 2024. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Lovely Paracella re-elected to the state legislature. Middleton grant money is in jeopardy. Mix of clouds and sun, mid-70s today, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 2:02 p.m. Michael McHugh is writing in the Salem News, State Senator Joan Lovely was declared the victor in the race to hold onto her seat on the Massachusetts State Senate against challenger Damian Anketell on Tuesday night. In Salem, Lovely, a Democrat from Salem, received 39,650 votes, while Anketell, Republican from Peabody, received 23,956. The election marks Lovely's second victory against Anketell since 2022, when Lovely received 44,277 votes to Anketell's 21,108. No Republican has won the district since 1956. Paul Layton's writing in the Salem News, Jerry Paracella rolled to an easy victory over two challengers on Tuesday to win re-election as the state representative for the 6th Essex District, which includes Beverly and part of Wenham. Paracella, a Democrat, finished with 15,689 votes in Beverly, more than three times that of Republican Ty Vitale, who had 5,092 votes, according to unofficial results.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Salem News reporter Michael McHugh is also writing that the town of Middleton was recently approved for a $2 million grant from the MassWorks Infrastructure Program to support traffic and safety improvements at the intersection of Routes 114 and 62, where current traffic volume is over twice capacity, according to a study. However, the town stands to lose that funding if it does not come into compliance with the MBTA Communities Act by December 31, according to town officials, after Middleton Town Meeting voted down the adoption of a compliant overlay district in May. And itemlive.com is reporting the Marblehead VFW Post 2005 will host a fundraising event on November 9 from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. to benefit the New England Center and Home for Veterans. The event is a collaboration initiated by Suzanne McInnes and Josh Hopkins, who approached VFW Commander Ronnie Knight this past summer about organizing the event. It will feature the Downtown Rhythm Band, and admission is free. The benefit is collecting high-end need items for veterans in need, including new pillows, laundry bags, twin bedding, blankets, towels, shower shoes, bras, jeans, belts, sneakers, and deodorant. The VFW will also accept cash donations to purchase these items. In sports, in boys tournament soccer yesterday, St. John's Prep edged Acton Boxborough 3-2, Ryan King scored the game-winning goal. Other winners yesterday included Hamilton Wenham, Ipswich, Manchester Essex, and St. Mary's of Lynn. In girls' tournament soccer, Danvers beat Dedham 2-1. Georgia Proudy scored the game-winning goal in overtime. Marblehead suffered a 2-1 loss in overtime to Northampton. Also yesterday, Georgetown's Reese Martin scored her first three career goals in the Royals' 8-0 win over Pioneer Valley. And in the pros, the Bruins lost to the Maple Leafs last night 4-0. Celtics host Golden State tonight. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom Nicastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.